A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, that is March 30th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the food situation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashowdown.com, and www.voindebele.com.
It is a well-known fact that climate change is real, but even before this discourse about climate change, it was known, it's still known, that this part of the country is very dry. So government priority should be to invest in water development, should be to invest in irrigation. If we should learn to harvest the liquid water that falls in the area, and we use that water effectively to produce adequate food, and even food for sale. We cannot be a nation 6 years after independence who are still called subsistence farmers. No.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation.
The 2015 food situation is not looking good for Zimbabwe, especially in some southern parts. This comes amid indications by Agriculture Minister Joseph Mate that 300,000 hectares of cereal crops planted this year were now a complete write-off following a prolonged dry spell. About 2 million hectares had been put under cereal crops. Mate revealed there were still pockets of hope on the remaining 1.7 million hectares in Mashonaland Central Province, Mashonaland West, and parts of Mashonaland East.
The government is already working on plans to import maize, with the cabinet having directed the Minister of Finance to mobilize resources for the purpose. The National Vulnerability Assessment Committee, or ZIMVAC, reports released in September last year noted that although the 2014-2015 food situation has improved significantly, some people would not be able to meet their annual food requirements.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita nyaya dzechikafu. Tirikunzwa kuti nenyaya yekuti mvura yaimbonaya yoregedza kana yanaya yowandisa zvakapa kuti vamwe vanhu zvisavamirire zvakanaka munyaya dzechikafu. Uye hurumende kuburikidza nedare remakurukota iri kuti iyo yatotanga kuti inge itsvaga chibage kune dzimwe nyika. Asi chiri kunetsa ndechekuti nyika dzakaita sana South Africa dzinenge dziri kutiwo zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyaya dzezvechibage. Nekudaro dzinenge dzisingatengese chibage, asi chinogona kutengwa ndofunga kubva kunyika dzakaita sana Zambia. Saka nhasi toda kunzwa kubva kune vanhu kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyaya dzechikafu iro gore rino iri. Gibbs.
Blessing, singati ke udaba lwetu lamhlanje zulukandaba siyethemba ukuthi liqalisile nje ukuzwa sikhuluma ngalo olwendlala ongazani singena khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya. Sizwa kuthiwa ke kungani kuyahlupha kakhulu. Sikhulume ke layo umnumzana kumbe ngithi uchief umtshana kumalo Vice President we Chiefs Council. Okhulume yena sithi ungazani ke blessing indlala ibambile endaweni zonke zelizwe. Kodwa ke okukhanya kusobala sike sakhuluma njalo lo baba ke uziyambi owemet office uthisha wona zinyemba. Esithi ongani kuyahluphayo lokho kuthiwa i-climate change. Uthi ngokubona kwezinto sibili ngane emkhathini lapha sokujinjile. Emkhathini kungatshintsha izulu lisabuye kuhle. So ukubizela kwathi i-climate variability. So uthi hayi lokho kungazani sibili yikho kwenza ukuthi izulu lingasani kahle njalo kukhanya kuyakhathaza. Sizwile njalo ke blessing ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe selithe kulabantu abangadinga umumbu. Bayodinga khona ngale Zambia, bayodinga South Africa. Kodwa ukuhluphayo ukuthi South Africa ile problem yokuthi ibona balimanga kuhle nonyaka. South Africa kuzobuya le Mozambique, kuzobuya le Zambia, le Malawi, kungani kuyahlupa. Kwaba lezikhukhula zamanzi ezimangalisa kakhulu. Ikakhulu e Malawi lapho kugalule khona abantu abathize. So ke hayi kungani kulokuhlupa khona.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation. So we want you to call us from all parts of Zimbabwe and tell us what the food situation is like in your area. Gibbs.
I think we are joined by our first two guests, and that is Mr. Everson Ndlovu, who is a development worker, and Mr. Roger Mpande, who is an agriculturalist. I'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. Good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Ndlovu, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
Thank you for joining us, and good evening.
Good evening, thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Roger Mpande, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you for joining us, and good evening.
Mm-hmm. And let's start with you, Mr. Mpande. It appears the issue of food problems is persisting. And, of course, the government is saying this year it was caused by erratic rain, the erratic rainfall. Can we say that there is global warming and the rain patterns have changed over the past years? What are you reading into all this?
Yeah, I think it's very true. You could realize that the start of the rain season was quite late. The distribution also in terms of regions and the national context, and also if you talk about certain areas not receiving so much, certain areas not receiving as much as certain areas. So it has been very sporadic, and generally it was not good, not consistent at all.
Now, Mr. Ndlovu, you've been visiting many areas, you know, during the past 2 months. Tell us, how is the situation in Zimbabwe generally in terms of the crop situation?
Yes, the crop is a write-off in the places that I visited, especially in Mark South. There is no crop to talk about. People will need to try other means to get food. Yes, the rains have not been what we used to see in earlier times. Seasons have changed. Unfortunately, people have not changed to take into account the changes that we experience in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. And let's turn to Mr. Mpande. Why is it that there's this looming crisis in Zimbabwe, but we are reading that countries like Zambia actually have a surplus?
Yeah, I mean, we have some problems also which are not necessarily related to the drought situation. In certain areas, if things were well planned, we could have received, we could be harvesting a good harvest. But I think the general policy in the past 10 years, the agricultural policy in terms of planning and whatnot, has not been straightened yet. You could also recall that we still have farmers who have not been paid for their deliveries of maize from last year. So you also have a system whereby the support to farmers is basically non-existent, I would say. So there are a number of problems that are in addition to the drought situation.
Thank you so much. I think we'll return to that issue, especially the grain marketing board not being able to pay farmers what it is owing them. I think it poses serious problems for the farmers because they need to buy inputs.
Yeah. Kunjalo ke nxa sikhangele udaba lolu baba Ndlovu olokuthi abantu abahambisa izitshalo zabo kumbe ngithi umumbu amabele eGMB abakatholi imali kathi kuhamba njani Ndlovu?
Yeah, inkemekeme yendaba le FED GMB isibe layo kwesikhathi eside. And umcabango wami ukuthi khona ngabe ukuthi ayisebenzi, let's disband it and create something esebenzayo. Not only that, kathesi le price yomumbu in the past few years has not been very attractive to farmers. So kunoko ukuthi khona one ababhadalwa nokuthi iphaza yakhona futhi ayikho kahle kubangela ukuthi abantu bangasalini umumbu abangawuthengisela i-GMB. Ngangisela ngithi imizamo through i-GMB over the years kayisebenzi. So nxa ingasebenzisi enzini, let's create something that works. As simple as all that. I think sesiyigcine kakhulu. Kumbe if it means restructuring yona, let's restructure it so that it responds to the needs of the farmer and also it also responds to the need of the changing environment, especially climate change and all
this.
Well, now I'm a farmer, I'm a veteran in mind, which would be next season, come to the corner with what team, but saying I'm an input of our fuller. That's what it means. And in the end, what we get, I'm a salima.
Yeah, we're so a lot of cool love. So what Mr. Ndlovu is saying is that, you know, this GMP issue has been hovering over people's heads for a long time. So he says if the organization is not working, disband it or maybe restructure it in such a way that it actually caters for the needs of farmers. But at the moment he says no, it appears as if it's just, you know, maybe a drain on the fiscus. And at the end of the day, get rid of it. So he says even the producer prices that the GMP actually, you know, flouts every year, they're not good for farmers. So it's killing agriculture, literally.
Vampande regatimbotibatibati shomanyaya GMP yoi. Asika wa mwanuti zinenge zitori nyore kana kuti zvakato chipa kuti Zimbabwe itenge chibage kunze pane kuti itengesere vanhu chibage kana kuti pane kuti GMB itenge chibage chiti chemuZimbabwe chinenge chiri kutoti dhure ndizvozvo here
icho ichokwadi tikatara surprise iripo muregion chibage chinobva kuZambia chakachipa. The lending price actually in nominally about $100 over $100 per ton. So come it is quite good to see Chibagicho Muno, Chirkudura, Asuka Tarifanya, my inputs in terms of your fertilizers, in terms of all the other tractorization, as soon as I think this is. Generally, that towards that in Ginifi Gayatuku and Ayoni. So it means we have to look at it in Kukukuku Tanga or kuti indawa tichizowana prize yakadai so.
Asi tinoona kuti nguva dzeRhodesia varimi vaichibatsirwa zvakanyanyisisa nehurumende vakamboumbana Land Bank kukare ikokoko achikweretesa vanhu mari nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Izvo zvekuti hapana rubatsiro ruri kunyatsopiwa varimi handizvo here zvimwe zvaakukonzera kuti zvinhu zviite manyama amire nerongo?
Ndonyaya iripo asi kana tikataura nenyaya yemari kamunoziva nenyaya yeZimbabwe handisi kuti nyaya yatingataureka kuti mari iriko here kana kumabhengi kana kuti chii. Iyo inyaya hombe yekuti chii ingatoda kutoti titotaura the whole day kuti hakuna mari targeted inenge iripo. The only thing ndezvokuti kuti tingati tingarestructure here financing capacity yacho yendihini here yekantri kuti ikwanise kuzondidzina kuvarimi ikoko handizive. Munoziva tati fit neagribank tatineji. I mean inyaya hombe yatinofanira kutaurisa its a different ini is very difficult ndichitopic iyoyo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru rambai yanyu muri parunare Gibbs.
Ye uyakhuluma lapho mupando muzwile baba Ndlovu ekhuluma ngokuti kambe ezokulima zingavuselelwa njani. So uyakhuluma ngakho ukuthi into lezamaloni yokuthi enxa kuniwe abantu yebo lapha abalimayo. Kambe siyakhumbula iAFP iAFC ungazani yadilika ngenxa yokuthi abantu babhadala ngesikweleti. So ke manje iyavela ngapha imali yokuthi kulungiswe khona.
Indaba abantu bengabhadalanga yimbuzo yokuqala. Ngoba from 1980 usafundisa ukuthi siyathatha singabhadali. Ama-input siyathatha singabhadali. Khonokho sekubangela ukuthi abantu bangakhuthaleli ukubhadala. Even lokulinga, phela abanye abalimi bethi hayi simekele ama-input from the government. Yakwendebe khona. Why? Because esikwenzileyo our protest farming have not been and remain unsustainable. Sawasikhathisi. So we need a change of focus, a change of thinking. So to think outside the circle. Ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi singalima, especially now that there is climate change or climate variability issues. So kufuna sicabange kabanzi ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza kwenzela ukuthi ikusasa lethu in terms of food and even exports njengakudala, we're the bread basket of the region. We can still attain that. Kusiya ngokuthi our policies ami njani, kusiya ngokuthi abalusi bafundisene, kusiya ngokuthi le mali enikwa njani into la. Mina ngisemathebheli nje. Transit ama inputs. Angifuni unikisa nyelo. Kana ngifuna imali yokuthenga inkomo. Yabo? But ngane ngileyo, you will not get that money. You will not get input okuthiwa inkomo. Yabo? But kuyazakala ukuthi ngalo kunjani komile. But ngizaphiwa isaka le-fertilizer, ngiphiwe isaka lombu lamabele, ngibuthwe ngiyelima ngaphi endaweni enjani ewomileyo. Awungiphathisi mina umlimi. Abalimi yibo abantu abakwazi ngcono ukuthi kuyini abakufunayo. That's one thing. I think singathi sigidimisa ukuthi abantu bathi participate in these projects, the better. Sibaconsult, you know, the better. Ngoba they know what to do.
Thank you very much. Ungayikachana ubambe kho lapho Baba Ndlovu. So he's saying that you know, whenever there are some loans, people in Matabeleland should be given loans in the form of cows, you know, so that you can actually be engaged in game ranching or something like that. So he says it's no use for him to be given, let's say, some agricultural input like seed. So what does it do with the seed? How can he plant it in a place that is dry, you know? So it doesn't make sense according to him.
Interesting. Of course, I happy he noted that Zimbabwe was the breadbasket of the region. I see many journalists and the so-called agriculture experts saying Zimbabwe was the breadbasket of Africa, which is wrong. Regatende kunava moyo, mterere dokutanga, makadiva moyo kugogwe.
Zipedo, makadiva.
Ayo, atiripo gurise kugogwe. Radio yenyu iri kuita maungira, saka dei mamboidzora kana kuti kubva pane radio nekuti hatizonzwa nani. Muchidzora henyu radio muchitiudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyaya dzechikafu kugokwe gore rino.
Kune ndoro yakakurisisa.
Zviri kufamba sei?
Kwakatsva mvura ina kunyatsonaya.
Saka pane chamuri kutarisira kukohwa here kana kuti maakutongomirira kuti muwane rubatsiro?
Hatichakohwi yedu zvishomanana.
Asi taurai zvenyitinzwa.
Tinongochema neGMB tingadi kubhadharawo mari dzedu dzevarimi ndodzakaa takatarisirawo kuti pamwe ritatengombe nemafetiza kuti tishandise.
Aiwa, I think in next week tichamboedza kuti kana iro svondo rinoi ritimbotaura nevanhu vekuGMB tichinzwa kuti zviri kufambawo sei. Asi mukatudzwa kuti chibage bhagedhi maakutenga mari mazuva ano kugoka.
Riri
kuita $5. Harina kunyanyowedzera, haro ndo mutengo wamagara muchitenga nawo.
Rakawedzera $3 ndiye tagara uchitenga nawo.
Saka rawedzera $2. Ko kunze kwechibage ndezvipi zvimwe zviri mazva munorima kugoko?
Tinori madonje but harina kuita rakatsva nezuva.
Rakatsva nezuva zvakare. Asi richiri kurimwa rakawanda here donje kugokwe kana kuti zvazvishoma? Rikurima. Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru vamoyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, you heard what Mr. Moyo said in Gokwe. He says, you know, they grow crops such as cotton, for example, but unfortunately, because the rains were erratic, he does not think that that crop will make it. And he's saying also that the price, usually they use those buckets, you know, for maize. He's saying it went up from $3 to $5. So this shows you that all is not well.
Ye kunjalo ke silo mnumzana ke ubheka inkululeko secingweni baba bheka inkululeko kunjani
yaphila baba ndani
hayi siyaphila kakhulu banjani abantwana
hayi abantwana bayaphila baba
ye nansi indlala qhi egumeni manje kuthwani
hayi lena ngizina baba
akusithethi uhamba njani kona lapho khona
ah mina ngobulawayo kanye suka enkaya Hey, hayi enkaya kumanga kuhle kuyadanisa bakithe walenyaka emasimini
ye kume njani nxa ungatshela simlo zulu
izulu alinanga ngendlela elijani kubine ngayo kuyakeelutshwani nje kweminye inyaka kodwa akwalenyaka kungani ube kwibanga eliphezulu sibili umumbu awuzange wasavuma ukuthi ukhule ufike ebangeni lokubana uzale ube nabantwana ngakho omningi watsha usiba ngento okukhadila laphana esikhayele khona ukuthi ha nxanga izulu layo lalinile mhlawumbe ngingabadedela okukhona kuzaba yisivuno eyi ha mhlawumbe ngingakukhayela nje siyathi ncesijuni msuthuya ujuni kusiyale hayi indlala izakujibulala kanje
so ke kodwa abantu babelime ngesikhathi esiyiso yini kumbe vele izulu labuya kodwa lisananga kangako
izulu vele alizange labuya ngendlela eqondileyo labuya masinyane kunovemba phakathi manje ngalesa sikhathi abantu baba besayesaba ukulima okuya ngaphapho kudobadoba nje kancane bazoqalisa ukulima khonapho ku-7 to 10 December labuya lana ngamandla balima livele lifina ngamandla kulinywa kumanzi kakhulu zamilela nje kodwa labuya lahamba masinyane ijanuwari wonke azange lizala kwatsha kufutbol lana mbimala amalutshana abaleli hamba lisina liseqele ezindawo vele kwakhulela elangeni konke kona libuye kuzona ezinsuku
ye nxa sikhuluma labadala ekhaya khona ngale bathini bathi kumenjani phela abadala bakhona bakhuluma ngakho bathini
ya bathi bangadobhadobha ukuthi ngabathova inyanga nje ezindile zomqando zenezinu siya kujulayi siyali kuyabongatela lethu
kodwa bakho abakhuluma ngokuthi engxe abantu abasenza amasiko ngemfanelo bathini mfowethu
empilweni akatheli sokuhlangene nje okunye kungaba kuthi emasikweni okunye nje kungaba kuthi ezinkolweni kodwa ngeke bathi ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalayo
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu kutho uthi labo tsika mntana ababoni lutho
labona sebengabathanda imali sebevumana labona sebehamba kokuthathela abantu izifuyo zabo nje bangenzi kahle
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana bheka impilo bheka inkululeko ungadinwa kusasa yeah, thank you very much. So, according to Mr. Pekimpilo, you know, the rains just disappeared after December. January, there was nothing. February, just for a few days. And all the crops just wilted because of moisture stress, you know.
That's a problem. Let's read some messages on WhatsApp. We have Clyde Zondo first who writes, the drought will make life difficult indeed with the economy crumbling and people struggling to survive. The drought has come at a wrong time. Albert says it's not only dry spells that have affected people. Here in Mbire, Mashonaland Central, birds have destroyed sorghum. Many have abandoned their fields. That's a problem there. Tina Farai Manyira anotiwo zvokwadi ini sekuona kwangu kusanaya kwemvura zviri kushamisa chose asi semazera edu ano takazvarwa ma1950. Zvinosakisa kuti mvura isanaya zvakawanda uyewo zvimwe zvacho ndezvekuti vanhu hatichateedzere tsika dzedu dzakare paye paimboitwa zvemukwerera ari kuti marasa tsika nekudaro zvaakuchinetsa kuti mvura inge ichinaya nekuti kare zvainzi kana mvura isina kunaya maenda unoita mukwerera
uyainjeleleli sezinto zinjalo what sizwe ke kufacebook on Facebook we've got Sim Nyandoro writes, we just have to import, not ways about it. Then we've got Mr. Mafumo, who says, right now in Shuruku, it's raining cats and dogs. Ah. Yeah. And then we've got Miriam, who writes, God is angry, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Bafana, who writes, how can it rain when there are some people stealing others, mm-hmm. like Zamara?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
That's another issue. And then Detector writes, plant more trees, but don't plant any other, like eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm.
This will cause the country to have a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Lloyd Nyoni, who says, we are towards the last days on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we can proceed mm-hmm. with the caller. We can read more messages later.
Of course, and see if we need the rain-making ceremony.
Regatiende
kuna vamoyo ku South Africa. Magadi.
Tuofara, magazimbele.
Aiwa, tiripo. Manga mambo, tumirao ere mari yeku riba kumusha oku.
Mari tino tumire kurima kumusha.
Mm-hmm.
Havezi mezifetra za yajo ya kudura ikona mbicha.
Mm-hmm. Saka, taurai zenyi.
Saka te nyaye GMB.
Mm-hmm.
GMB ukaendeza mbesa zako ku GMB.
Mm-hmm.
Weta 2 years, 3 years utati watu wa mari.
Mm-hmm.
Wakupema inputs awa kupi.
Mm-hmm.
Azikanari mashefu aende za chibawe nasi chai ambapo sifu yake ipapo.
Yeah.
Ani mwona. Ano batu wa cheki yake ipapo, zesa wa pezi wa ipapo. Aziyo kanari just ordinary person kaende za chibawe chako kutuwane mari kule. Hapana kana chinobuga. Ende kutu zori chibawe chacho chikuenda kupi au zori chikuenda kupi.
Mm-hmm.
Ukatarisa mama mashefu aitunga mili la GMB.
Mm-hmm.
Ano gati washandwe ku GMB ndewe kumba kwake.
Mm-hmm.
Bakura washandwe soweza kumba kwake. Zweza ze ku GMB ani kajiti wani hurumende.
Mm-hmm.
Washandwe hawa badari. Yuzu ni kama ite chisafa. Kuti chiba weche ajo uone. Unawa chinoshanza kite uji. Chiba weche ku Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
Chaka kupa ukunda chiboje mu Zimbabwe. Kutenga u Zambia we import. Kuzika mu Zimbabwe. Jino chaka tuwe chipa pani kutenga chedi che ku GMB. Chata endesa isusu.
Mm-hmm.
And Saka nyika yenzara hamuna azikuti vakuru ava ndavakutura mari vachiita zvavanofunga kuita sei kuita nemari iyi.
Mhm.
Drought tingachema kuti drought ariite makore ese.
Mhm.
Drought inoita rimwe gore rinoita maguta.
Mhm.
Enezvo mukatarisa kana muchimbotarisa fodya yeye fodya kana munhu aitenga wake jiye fodya nedhora.
Mhm.
Dhora. Yokuiza kombi jayo.
Mhm.
Don't record what page for. Kuna ano rimere gore rinoya.
Apana ke paka kuti.
Ane munowa.
Mhm.
Kuitaza munhu kuti tinawana sei. Kuti chipika chita zvinhu zvatechita. Unomira 3 months, 4 months kuti uwane uproduce crop yako wani.
Mhm.
Takuri tizira kuno kuti pamwe zvingaite totumirwa mbichana patinge tawana ipapo.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Zagaoma mkoma chuma yei jaka naka na ya mkana mba mkitai pangwe zingati chinjio zingati chinje tika zukira kumusha.
Aiwa tinotenda azukuru wa moyo nekupinda mchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndo utenda mkoma
dimi munoti pasa manyemwe tinotenda azukuru. Aiwa tinotenda azukuru. Of course Mr. Moyo is complaining about corruption. We'll discuss this issue later on he's complaining about GMB too. Of course, we want our guests to remain on the line. Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Mpande, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We are also on YouTube. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.